Good morning, this is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. Pope John Paul II is airborne, en route to Central America and Haiti on his eight-nation tour of conciliation. 10,000 came out to greet him at a refueling stop in Lisbon, Portugal, where he said, "My heart suffers sorely, as do all hearts afflicted by violence in any part of the world." Correspondent Richard Roth is with the papal party, and reporters Charles Gomez and Dan Revive are stationed at the first stop, San Jose, Costa Rica.
According to church officials, John Paul regards the journey as part of his mission as a self-described pilgrim messenger, bringing the church to the people. It's a chance to talk about human rights in a region where poverty and violent death are commonplace, and a means of reimposing Vatican discipline on a clergy divided by politics and ideology. In Nicaragua, where five priests serve in the revolutionary government, he's likely to restate the Vatican's objections to priests holding public office. He can be expected to criticize the so-called liberation theology of some clerics who he feels have moved too deeply into left-wing politics, and the Pope runs the risk of angering right-wing politicians in Guatemala and El Salvador, where he is certain to speak out against violence. But the risks aren't just diplomatic. They are physical as well, and considered especially high in El Salvador, torn by civil war. The Vatican security staff is small and depends on local governments for most protection. One Vatican official called this trip the usual security nightmare, but multiplied by eight, the number of countries John Paul will visit. Richard Roth, CBS News, Rome.
This is Charles Gomez in San Jose, Costa Rica. The Pope arrived today at a time when sharp divisions within the Catholic Church in Central America raise questions about just how involved the Church should be in encouraging social change. In Nicaragua, priests are involved in the highest levels of the Marxist-oriented Sandinista government. The Pope is not expected to publicly call for their resignation, but he has made it clear his primary purpose is to visit the Church hierarchy, namely the popular Archbishop Miguel Obando y Bravo, who has blasted priests and the government for ignoring their religious vocation and supporting an ideological position traditionally far removed from church teachings. In El Salvador, Archbishop Arturo Rivera y Damas has criticized both the army and rebels for continuing bloodshed. Will the Pope risk the ire of the government by calling for a dialogue with the guerrillas to stop the civil war, or will he merely call for reconciliation? Charles Gomez, CBS News, San Jose, Costa Rica.
This is Dan Revive. Here in San Jose, this city is ready as it'll ever be for the man Costa Ricans call the most important visitor since Christopher Columbus. The priest who's been planning this first of eight stops in Central America, Enrique Balma, says massive crowds will be a problem, but the Pope's security won't be.
We don't have an army here in Costa Rica, but with the National Guard, we have many people looking. We can say that every Costa Rican is a kind of guard for the Pope.
Perhaps there's more danger to the north, in El Salvador's civil war, for instance, although left-wing rebels there and in Guatemala have called a truce for John Paul's visit. Pope John Paul knows this is a troubled region, and that, no doubt, is why he's coming. Dan Revive, CBS News, San Jose, Costa Rica.
The flying time to San Jose, some 14 hours, arrival late this afternoon. Saudi Arabia and Venezuela say they have about convinced their fellow OPEC members on a uniform reduction in the price of oil. There'll be an informal meeting of some of the OPEC members tomorrow in London. Reigning monarch has taken on a new meaning for storm-battered California. Carlos Aguilar reports from Los Angeles.
The latest wave of Pacific storms to hit California is being called the worst yet. About 7,000 people have been forced from their homes by the severe weather. Among them, all 1,700 residents of the town of Alviso, south of San Francisco, who spent all day sandbagging, but who by nightfall had lost the battle to the rising water and had to be evacuated because of the flooding. In Los Angeles, a tornado ripped through a downtown area, leaving many homeless. To prevent looting, police blocked off the devastated area and patrolled the streets. A police helicopter that had been patrolling the area from the air crashed on takeoff, killing one officer and injuring the other two crew members. further south in Huntington Beach, Marines from the El Toro Marine Base were called in to help with sandbagging operations. Some wondered if it would do any good, with more rain forecast overnight, as yet another storm was expected to come ashore. The weather also caused Queen Elizabeth II to scuttle a planned cruise up the coast to San Francisco in her royal yacht. She and her royal party are flying to the Bay Area. Carlos Aguilar, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The House Ways and Means Committee has nearly completed action on the $165 billion bailout plan for Social Security, but it is ducking the question of raising the retirement age and will leave that to the entire House to consider. The committee expected to finish its work today. The government's list of leading indicators for February comes out today, and the indication for the economy is expected to continue upward. Ray Brady takes a look.
Most economists feel that the leading indicators will be up sharply by somewhere around 2% and possibly higher. If the estimate works out, that will be a stronger rise than the figures of a month ago, which showed the index up 1.5%. And today's figures will be taken as further evidence that the U.S. economy is improving. There will be some changes in the way the index is computed, starting with today's figures. But economists say the key point about these figures is that they will show an upturn in the length of the average work week, as well as increases in such components as new orders for industry, stock prices on Wall Street, and the number of permits taken out by builders. The increase in the length of the average work week is considered especially significant since it indicates that business activity is increasing in the nation's factories, a part of the economy where unemployment has hit particularly hard. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
An American rarity, a socialist mayor, has been reelected in Burlington, Vermont. Mayor Bernard Sanders summed up his victory over a Democratic and a Republican challenge.
I think what they said is basically we've done a good job, and they'd like to give us a chance to work for another 2 years.
Iraq says its naval forces have attacked the Iranian oil installations in the Nowruz oil fields in the Persian Gulf. Iraq is claiming that 5 Iranian ships, some of these big oil tankers, were sunk. There's no confirmation outside of Baghdad for these claims. Scientists on Hawaii say a glowing 15-foot-high wall of lava from the Kilauea volcano may miss a housing subdivision that's been threatening for some time. May miss it, they're not sure. Gold staged a recovery this morning in London. Morning price fixed at $431 an ounce. It had closed yesterday at $417. The pound weaker again, dropping briefly below $1.50.
Newsbreak. I'm Chris Glenn, CBS News, sitting in today for Charles Osgood. The controversy over U.S. aid to El Salvador is brewing anew. U.S. Ambassador Dean Hinton says the Salvadoran government is finding it difficult to keep up with guerrilla activity.
Well, I don't think losing, but it's been a few tough rounds. They've lost a few rounds recently. Since October, the guerrilla has been very active all over the country.
What will it take? Dollars. Lots of them. The ambassador explains right after this.
Deep down inside your carpet, millions of germs are hiding. Odor-causing germs that no powder or shampoo can reach. How can you stop them and the unpleasant odors they cause? Easy, because today you can buy carpet that protects itself against odor. It's carpet made of new Anso 4 nylon with Halo Fresh. Halo Fresh is a powerful odor barrier that's built right into the Anso 4 fiber. Unlike powdery cover-ups or messy shampoos, Halo Fresh actually stops the growth of odor-causing germs. And because it's permanently bonded to the Anso 4 nylon, Halo Fresh never wears out. So it keeps on fighting odor as long as you own it. It is completely safe for people and pets. Haven't you lived with carpet odor long enough? Then look for the luxurious carpet fiber that shrugs off spills and stains and stops carpet odor right at the source. New Anso 4 Nylon with Halo Fresh. It's the freshest news in carpet. Anso 4 Nylon with Halo Fresh is a product of Allied Corporation.
On the CBS Morning News broadcast today, Ambassador to El Salvador, Dean Hinton, says the Salvadoran government is finding the financing of its war against leftist guerrillas in a sorry state.
There's a serious situation coming up. We only had from Congress $26 million this year. $15 million of that is spent for ammunition, and there's nothing left. Now, the Army is under attack. It's not really losing. in critical areas. But it could lose, and it must not happen because the United States hesitates.
Why should the U.S. care whether the San Salvador regime survives?
The object is to defend a political system and a system of social reforms and to keep from losing the war. Now, obviously, if you could win it, that would be the best way to keep from losing. What does it take? It takes patience and persistence. Some of the money that the president asked for last year and didn't get.
Hinton feels the war effort may be in trouble, but...
Well, the government is progressing on other fronts. We have a demonstration in town today at Campesinos in favor of continued agrarian reform. Now, that's a hell of a lot better than the guerrillas with their bombs and their rifles. I think the American people, if they understand the stakes, will stay with it. We shouldn't expect quick fixes.
The ambassador says U.S. efforts have brought signs of improvement in El Salvador's tattered human rights record.
We keep pushing, pushing hard, and they keep making progress. And it's a difficult problem, dug into years, 50 years. But change is rapid. The killing of the campesinos near Sosonate the other day, terrible as it is really marked by the fact that for the first time, the government had their human rights people out there investigating before the press got there. And there's going to be action taken.
But why more military aid? Why not negotiations instead of guns?
It's not a question of negotiation. It's a question of the Salvadorans working together in a democratic society. Well, you saw the elections last year, and the people who were elected were given power by the people. They were not given a mandate to negotiate with people who would not participate in elections.
U.S. Ambassador to El Salvador, Dean Hinton. And now this.
Now, Dodge and Chrysler Plymouth dealers give you the buyer's choice. Rebates on new cars from $300 to $400, depending on model, $1,000 on Imperial, or 11.9 annual percentage rate financing. 11.9 is for qualified buyers at participating lenders. Dealer contribution may affect customer price. Cash rebates or 11.9 financing, not from Ford, GM, or the imports, only at participating Dodge and Chrysler Plymouth dealers. See them for details, but hurry, you must take delivery by March 31st. First.
News break. I'm Chris Glenn, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hautalett. Two rulings by the United States Supreme Court concern the fight against crime and the rights of older people who want to go on working. Fred Graham reports.
The first case involved tiny radio homing devices called beepers that police sometimes attach to the underside of suspects' cars to track where they've been going. Narcotics officers in Minnesota had done this to follow a man who turned out to be running an illegal drug laboratory. The lower court said the police can't secretly plant a beeper in just anybody's car, that they must first have enough evidence of wrongdoing to get a warrant. But the Supreme Court overturned that today and said there's no right of privacy in the Constitution that limits the authority of the police to use beepers to follow anybody they wish on open highways and public places. In the second case, the Supreme Court held that the Federal Age Discrimination Act, which forbids age discrimination by employers until workers are over 70, applies to state and local governments as well as to private employers. The state of Wyoming had fired a game warden supervisor at age 55 and claimed it had the right to do it as a matter of states' rights guaranteed by the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. The Supreme Court disagreed by a vote of 5-4. Fred Graham, CBS News at the Supreme Court.
Watching television is becoming more complicated. Every week there's local programming, network, cable, and pay TV. All those channels, all those shows, all those choices. To help you watch the best that's on, pick up a copy of The Best TV Guide with the most complete listings, expanded cable coverage, and in-depth articles. Pick up this week's TV Guide. TV Guide helps you decide.
Big pressures, big worries, big dinners, big hurries. Here's what your head and stomach need. Big relief. Not Prolate, not Tums, not Aspirin. Here's one that gives you big relief.
When you need big relief, If you need Alka-Seltzer, it neutralizes the excess acid your stomach has churned out and speeds relief to your aches and pains. Read and follow label directions. America's home remedy.
The Commerce Department reports a clear promise of recovery from the long economic recession. The Index of Leading Economic Indicators, a bundle of statistics in various fields of business activity, went up 3.6% last month. This was the fifth month in a row that the index has moved upward, and it was the biggest rise in any month since July 1950. Dr. Rudolph Penner of the American Enterprise Institute and Economic Research Group sees this as vindication of the administration's fiscal policy.
It's just confirmation, I think, that a recovery has indeed begun. It reflects in part the fact that fiscal policy is very expansionary because of the large deficits, and monetary policy has turned in an expansionary direction since last summer.
New controversy about smoking. Congressman Henry Waxman of California and 25 colleagues want stronger warnings put on packs of cigarettes. Waxman says that millions of advertising dollars minimize the effect of the present ones. They suggest admonitions like, quote, warning, cigarette smoking causes lung cancer and emphysema, is a major cause of heart disease, is addictive, and may result in death, unquote. Bill Tuohy of the Tobacco Institute and Industry Group says new warnings are not needed.
The current labeling statement on cigarette packages, extended by consent of the industry to appear on all advertisements, has been published more than 325 billion times in the United States. All studies, including polls by Roper, Shilton, Gallup, and others, demonstrate that Americans are virtually universally aware of the claimed risks of smoking.
Pope John Paul is en route to Costa Rica for the start of a 9-day visit to Central America. In a refueling stop in Lisbon, the Pope said he suffers when he considers the violence now afflicting the people of Central America. Stocks and other news after this.
When you rent a car, why settle for a toy?
Here's your teddy bear.
And a toy car.
And the keys to your compact.
When Budget will rent you a luxurious Lincoln for less money.
A Lincoln instead of a toy?
Budget has an offer no trinkets can match. Through June 30th, rent a roomy Lincoln for only $39.95 a day with advance reservations at Budget. That's less than Hertz and Avis charge for a compact car at most locations. Details at participating Budget locations. You get more than just a car at Budget.
Toys are for kids. I'll take the Lincoln.
If you're looking for a car insurance company you can depend on, even when you're driving far from home, check with State Farm. For example, if you have an accident when you're on vacation, all you do is call a nearby State Farm agent, and that agent will get your claim started promptly, just like your State Farm agent back home. Countrywide, wherever you drive, you're seldom far from a State Farm agent. Check with State Farm.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Continuing high winds and heavy seas may force Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip to fly to San Francisco from Santa Barbara instead of sailing on the Royal Yacht Britannia. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average continues moving up. It is up 6.77, volume on the big board, a heavy 53.5 million shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average stands at 1137.48. Richard C. Hottolett, CBS News.
News notes and comment. I'm Diane Sawyer, CBS News. El Salvador, what is the objective? A few thoughts in a moment.
Next time you're hosting the family, you can't be sure Uncle Arthur won't spend all day glued to the television. Or that Aunt Rebecca won't show her favorite slides.
Here we are, cutting our way through the Amazon.
But there is one thing you can be sure of. The Golden Star bonus ham you serve will be as lean, tender, and juicy as always. And perfect slice after slice.
To Lily for preparing a wonderful ham.
Oh, yeah.
Golden Star bonus ham. By Armor. One thing you can be sure of.
Tonight on the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather, Pope John Paul begins the first leg of his controversial 11-day tour through Central America and Haiti. Nerves are taut everywhere, as from the more volatile countries comes word that the Pope's mission of peace could trigger violence. Do the dangers of the journey outweigh its benefits, as some church leaders and officials fear? The story on the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather, tonight on the CBS Television Network.
I may be wrong, but I believe the American leadership is making a mistake about the American people on El Salvador. Certainly, Americans remember the lessons of Vietnam. Americans are tormented still by the loss of American life for such apparently empty results. But I don't believe it's true that Americans are so paralyzed by Vietnam that they've lost their ability to comprehend an American objective or willingness to defend an American interest. That's what makes the debate over El Salvador so baffling. Administration officials have insisted that the fate of El Salvador bears directly on America's strategic situation. That if El Salvador goes, Mexico could too. El Salvador, they say, is the Soviet Union's playground, but El Salvador, they say, is not another Vietnam. I think Americans do see the difference between Vietnam and El Salvador. Vietnam 10,000 miles away, El Salvador just across Mexico's border. North Vietnam with direct supply routes from Russia and China. The supply channels to the Salvadoran insurgents are more fragile. And again, North Vietnam was an entire country mobilized to invade another. The war in El Salvador is fought by guerrillas buttressed by outside support. No, it seems to me what haunts the American people is a different echo of Vietnam. The illogic between the government's definition of the importance of the problem and its recommended solutions. They talk crisis, yet propose just a few more advisors, a little more aid. They talk vital interest, but are unwilling to say how far America should go to prevent a guerrilla takeover. And most of all, they propose measures to keep the war from being lost without ever telling the American people how and whether it can be won. Americans know these discrepancies mean either the objective or the solution is wrong. American leadership must reconcile the two before they can expect the American people to decide whether it is time to draw the line again.